In December, a fire at the Ghost Ship, a DIY music venue and warehouse in Oakland, California, killed 36 people. It was the deadliest fire in more than a decade in the U.S. Shortly after, here in Arizona, electronic music artists held a fundraising show for victims of the Ghost Ship fire. And that had us wondering how much of a DIY electronic scene exists here in Arizona. Joining me to talk about this is KJZZ's Naomi Gingold. Hi, Naomi.
Hey, Mark. So Michael Castaneda, he's the Phoenix-based music producer who organized the Ghost Ship benefit show. As a producer, he's known as Terminal 11. And the show he organized brought together stalwarts of the local electronic scene along with newer artists.
So, Naomi, is this a new thing?
Well, it turns out that there's a bit of a burgeoning scene right now. But to understand it, we have to go a little bit back in time. So Castaneda actually used to really foster the local scene by running these monthly electronic and experimental music nights in Phoenix. And he was inspired to do it by seeing the scene in other places, like even in Oakland.
Going out of town and doing shows and seeing other collectives of people and experiencing what that looked like, mainly in LA and even in San Francisco and Oakland area, collectives of people that were just all very close-knit, very supportive of each other, and I felt like I wanted to try to build something like that here.
So what happened in 2009? You kind of stopped doing it, or what happened?
The shows were a little more infrequent. Less people were coming into town, and there was less of an opportunity to book more shows because we used to kind of like do locals that were opening for somebody who was coming through. So between that and then just working on personal life, I just kind of had to take a break from it.
So you started meeting younger musicians again who were doing the kind of thing that you were doing, you know, like almost 7 years ago?
And
you,
yeah.
What does the scene look like today?
It's felt like since I've taken a break from it, there's just been this whole new wave of people that were, you know, that are doing new things. And because there's a lot of different things that were going on here that I wasn't even aware of. And I noticed that the more I dug, I was finding more venues that I wasn't aware of. I was finding more people who were performing music, and then just kind of cascaded into this point of me really feeling reinvigorated. There's different labels here. Like there's a label called Ascetic House. They have quite a following here and been putting out some really amazing music, limited cassette releases, and there's like a whole other wave of vinyl that's going to be coming out, and just doing really well-packaged, well-produced electronic music and experimental music.
Cassette releases?
Cassette releases, yes.
Really?
Yeah. It is very expensive to do vinyl, so cassettes are a reasonable way for somebody to be able to get their music out there, and it is coming back, and I've even started collecting again, because CDs you skip around, vinyl you skip around, MP3s you skip around, cassettes I refuse to just sit there and slightly fast forward something just to skip.
So it seems that there's more of a young scene nowadays and more like experimental electronic music producers here in Phoenix.
Definitely noticed that, mainly with connecting with Thriller Scope Records. There's a list of people that are associated with that label that are all very different and very, very good producers. That's like the first kind of collective of people that I met where it really felt like something that had happened in the past here. And it's been a good feeling.
Is there like a monthly event?
There's actually not a monthly, and that's the thing, is they're just kind of, you know, since there's so many different people active, there's always seemingly something going on, like within a week or 2 weeks, and it's just any number of these collectives. But there's Thriller Scope Records, there's Count Orlock, he's basically a promoter, and he has several different nights.
So are you now starting to put together like a regular night?
What I'm trying to do, I have basically the same show I put under for the Oakland benefit was Sunwarped, and that was... You know, I got an opportunity to work with Rebel Lounge. They had offered me a night to do anything I really wanted to, and they've expressed interest in continuing to work with me. So if it's not a monthly, I think, you know, at points it's bi-monthly or, you know. So my goal with Sunwarped is basically to, you know, merge a lot of these different scenes of people, try to bridge all of them into like one show on occasion, and hopefully, you know, interconnect more people that would end up being interested in everybody's music.
You knew people who played at the Ghost Ship Warehouse?
There were two people that were in the fire that I knew, Barrett Clark and Jonathan Birnbaum, who were two very important, very unique, talented producers. Jonathan was a visual artist and traveled the world basically doing visuals for a group called Knife Party, and got to, you know, live out his dreams with doing what he loved. And Barrett was part of a collective in Oakland called Catabatic, who I just got to connect with and really be close to for the first time at a show that I did out there in June. And that hit me in a very serious way. And I was given the opportunity to basically create an event at Rebel Lounge and decided immediately to convert it into a benefit for Oakland. So
I know there are probably a lot of really great musicians. If you could give us a few names of some people whose work you think it might be worth highlighting.
Sam Angelo, she goes by Lana Del Rabies, who makes absolutely incredible music and was just released on a label in Los Angeles called Death Bomb Arc. Amethyst Seer, he's part of a collective called Glob, which is a experimental video art collective that also produces music and VHS tapes with analog visual manipulations that are incredible. He's putting out cassettes too. Lavandula, he's the one who basically runs Thriller Scope Records. He's one of the reasons that I kind of got back into doing this, you know, making really amazing music, bringing people together, and you know, there's just a lot of encouragement and support, and you know, you're just regularly seeing the same people out at everybody's shows, and you know, it's just a really good community.
That was producer Michael Castaneda, who also goes by the name Terminal 11. You can find out more about these shows at kjzz.org.
And that's KJZZ's Naomi Gingell. Thanks, Naomi.
Thanks, Mark.